Good evening. On a guten Chodesh, tonight we begin the Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, otherwise known in Sefer Melachim as the Yerach Bul. Tonight's shir is being dedicated to Ilan Nishmas Mayosa Bas Rabbi Yechiel, the Heinish Moshe Tzrura B'Tzorachayim. Huh? Mayas Bas Yerachmiel. And we're also dedicating it for Refuah Shleima for Yerachmiel Yechiel Ben Sivya, who attends this shiur regularly, many times. He's in need of a Refuah. We have a Refuah Shleima B'Korov. This Shabbos is Parshas Noyach. We always read this Parsha, as we spoke already for many years, as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. And clearly, this parasha is associated with Mar Cheshvan. In fact, one of the main events of this parasha, the Mabul, occurred, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in Mar Cheshvan. As Rashi brings in the Pasuk, B'chodesh Hasheni B'shiva Asiyam L'chodesh, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Zem Mar Cheshvan. And the Noyach Ubanov went out of the Teva, also in the month of Mar Cheshvan, B'shiva V'esrim Yom, Yavsha Ha'oretz, and Hashem says Tzeim and Ateva. So a good part of this parasha is Mar Cheshvan related. Sometimes we have to delve into it to try to see what the connection between the parasha and the month, the parasha and the time. Here it's very clear that this is a parasha of Geshem, a parasha of rain. Ayiha Geshem al Ha'oretz. And Mar Cheshvan is referred to as Yerach Bul, as Rashi tells us in Melachim, because the earth becomes full of mounds, bulin, as a result of the rain. This is the rain season. What does Parshas Noyach, besides the events that have to do with Mar Cheshvan, what does Parshas Noyach in general have to do with the month of Mar Cheshvan? Why are we reading this as we leave Tishrei? We leave really tonight, because even today that was the first day of Rosh Chodesh, but it was still Lamed Tishrei. We're now going from a month, as we mentioned many times, a month that has so many Yomim Tovim to a month that has absolutely no Yom Tov at all. And during the course of the year, this is the greatest transition, to go from a month with so many Yomim Tovim to a month with absolutely no Yom Tov at all. You don't have this any other time. After Pesach, for example, after Nisan, we go to Iyar. Iyar is not void of Yomim Tovim. Iyar has Pesach Sheni, Lag BaOmer. The whole Iyar is Sfira, preparation for Shavuos. It certainly cannot be compared really to Mar Cheshvan. So the contrast, the transition from Pesach, from Nisan to Iyar, is not the same as Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan. And as we make this transition, we learn in the Parshiyos about the Nochash and we enter the month of Mazel Akrav, the Nochash and the Akrav, which these two animals, these two always, usually, go together. We read in Parashas Shemini, which is the midpoint of the Torah, the Vav Rabosi in Parashas Shemini, Koil Hoylech al Gochain, the Koil Hoylech al Arba, says Rashi, the Goch, Koil Hoylech al Gochain, that's the Nochash, al Gochain Nechoseylech. The Nochash and the Akrav are always together. As we read in Parshas Ekev, that the Midbar is a place of Nochash, Sorov, the Akrav. Or in Parshas Vayeshev, we read how Yosef HaTzadik was placed in a boir, Ein Boi Moyim, the Haboy Reik Ein Boi Moyim, Mayim Ein Boi Al Nochashim, the Akrabim Yeshboi. And as we leave Tishrei, we read Bereshis, last week's parasha, we read V'hanochash Hoyorim, we encounter the Nochash. The Nochash HaKadmoini, the source of all evil, all chet. Bo Nochash Al Chava V'hitel Bo Zuhama, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav. And that Zuhama we suffer from till today, because even though it stopped at Matan Torah, it came back because of Chet HaEgel. So there is the Nochash that we read about in the parasha, and then there's the Mazel that we, as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, Mazel Akrav, now we have to deal with the Nochash and the Akrav. So how do we do that? And the Chayre, if we take a look at this parasha, there are two main stories here, and as we'll discuss tonight, that these two stories are rooted in the Nachash and the Akrav. Or the Nachash and the Akrav are rooted in these two stories. They're intertwined, perhaps. And that's why we always read Parashas Noach about the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlog. These two stories, the stories of what led up to the Mabul, the destruction of the world, the Chatoyim that led up to that destruction, and then the generation that followed the Dor HaFlog. And these two generations, from these two generations, emerged two great people. The Dor HaMabul produced a Noach, the Noach Motzachayin Be'enei Hashem, who Noach clearly was a tzaddik, as the Pasuk testifies. Noach ish tzaddik tamim, ki oischa ro'isi tzaddik lefonai ba'dor hazeh, which means he did not sin like the rest of the generation. So he was nishmar, he was protected, he was careful not to fall into the trap of the chet of the Dor HaMabul. And the Dor HaFloga is what produced Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu emerges from the Dor HaFloga, and as we read about Avram at the end of the parasha, he's being introduced a little bit. We'll learn more about him next week. We're cast him, and he goes together with Terach, and he leaves Eretz Moilat. He leaves, as the pasuk ends off the parasha, Vayetzu itomei ur kastim loleches arza kena'an vayavoyu at choron vayeshivu sham vayamos terach b'choron. So in this parasha that we start reading as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, where we encounter the Nachash and the Akrav, we learn about two generations and who emerges from these two generations and how they dealt with the generation, because that's what we have to do. We have to follow in the footsteps of Noach to some degree, and to Avraham more so, because Echod Hoya Avraham, Avraham is the Rosh of the Ummah. Noach is not. We are not considered B'nai Noach. We are B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. But we do learn about Noach and about the Teva. And the Torah goes through great lengths and elaborates. You would think that perhaps, why do we have to know all the details of the story? There was a flood. The flood came and it destroyed everyone. Why do we have to know all the details with the dates, when this happened, when that happened, and with the teva, with the measurements of the teva, and all of that, which, this is something which happened and it's not going to happen again. Hashem swore it will never happen again. And the Torah goes to great lengths to discuss the story of the Mabul and how Noach and his sons on the teva in great detail, where you have many halachas in the Torah that are hardly, there's hardly a mention of. We have to come on to Teresh Baal Peh to explain to us, Kahararim Hatuliyim Basa'ara. And yet this story is elaborated very, very much. So obviously this has a lesson as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan for all of us, even though this story happened already, but the repercussions and what led to these stories is something that we are really plagued with till the end of time. As a result of the Chet HaNochash, the Klipa of the Nochash, and as we'll soon see, the Klipa of Akrav. So what is this all about? So there are two Yetzirahs. The Yetzirah basically works on two fronts. He tries to get us to sin. He tries to get us to get excited, to do Averus, and he instills in us heat, Chamimus, Eish, which, as the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, it really originates from Kedusha. Kedusha is Eish. Hashem is Eish Oichlohu. But the Yetzer Hara tries to get us to channel that Eish, that excitement for Chet. Then there's a Yetzer Hara compared to the Akrav. The Nochash, as the Svarim tell us, the Nochash bites. When the Nochash gives out poison, the poison of the snake burns. That's why in the middle of the word Nochash there's a Ches. And Ches is Chamimus, Cham. Or like we read in the parasha this week, "Vayoyled Noach shloish abanim es shem es chom, the chom who avi kenoan," which who chom from the children of Noach, chom was the one who was affected by the chet hanochash, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, chom shimeish bateva. Chom, from chom comes kenaan, from chom comes those who sin in this area, and that's why we find that chom was the one vayar es ervas oviv. As the Gemara says, the two opinions that Rashi brings, whether he castrated him, whether he had relations with him. So Cham was affected by the chait of the Nachash. The Nachash instilled Zuhama into Chava. Ba Nachash al Chava vehitel ba Zuhama hanachash hishiani miloshen nisuin. And that affected the world ad hayayim hazeh. That's the Yetzirah of Chamimus. That's the Yetzirah that gets us excited or attempts to get us excited to do an Aveira. And then there's the Yetzirah of Krirus. There's the Yetzirah of coolness, to cool us off. That's the Akrav. The word Akrav has in the middle Kuf Resh. Kuf Resh means kar. Kar means cold. The bite, the sting of the scorpion freezes. As the Svarim tell us, those that there are the encyclopedias that have been written by Gedolei Yisrael discussing different topics, Nochash Akrav, that the Nochash is Chamimus and the Akrav is Karirus. And as we see, in the middle of the word Nochash is the Ches, that's Chamimus, in the middle of the word Akrav is the Kuf Resh, which is Karirus. Coolness, cooling us off from what? Cooling us from our connection to Hashem, cooling us off from Emunah, from Kedusha. And that's what the Tikkun Zoyar says, that Akrav is Okar Bayis. That the Akrav, the Klipa of the Akrav, this doesn't mean literally a scorpion does this, but this what the scorpion represents, the snake represents, what the scorpion represents. And now we are entering Mazel Akrav. Krirus to Inyone Kedusha, Kaltkeit. Which is what happens as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. It's obvious. All that excitement of Tishrei, all the intensity of Avodas Hashem that we were doing in Chodesh Tishrei, beginning with Rosh Hashanah, culminating with Simchas Torah, we tend to forget as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. The Ari HaKadosh says that Mar Cheshvan corresponds to Menashe in the order of the way they traveled. Menashe was the eighth, Menashe Shmoyne, the same letters, and this is the Chodesh Hashmini. And Menashe was called Menashe ki nashani elohim is kol amoli from a lashon of shikcha. It means to forget. As we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we tend to forget. That's the klipa of Akrav. To get us to forget, to cool us off from that excitement, to cool us off from the emuna, which in Chodesh Tishrei, we experience high levels of kedusha and emuna. And when Mar Cheshvan comes, the Yetzirah tries to uproot that from us. That's why Akrav is Okar Bayis. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, it's a Gemara in Yuma as well, that one of the 10 miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim was that Lehizik Nochosh VeAkrav BiYerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, the snake and the scorpion did not cause any harm. It doesn't say they didn't have any. There are, but they didn't cause any harm. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash does not allow the Nachash and the Akrav to affect us. So in Yerushalayim, at least the way it was supposed to be, in the Beis HaMikdash, we were not affected by those Yetzirahs of Nachash and Akrav, because we are surrounded by Kedusha, we're surrounded by Hashras Hashchina. And that's Tishrei. Tishrei is Miloshein Hashra'ah. The Targum says on the Pasuk in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, by Binyamin, where it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash, Ubein Kiseifov Shochein, Be'are Tishrei Shchinta. So the Beis HaMikdash is Tishrei. As we spoke already a few weeks ago, that Rosh Hashanah is Bigamatria Beis HaMikdash, all the Svarim tell us, the Beis HaMikdash of Zman. That's Rosh Hashanah, which Rosh Hashanah encompasses the entire Tishrei, Bereshis, Oisius, Aleph, Betishrei, Yorei, Boishes, Bereshis Aleph Petishrei, Oisius Yorei Boishes, Reshis Chachma Yiras Hashem. There's no room for Nechoshim and Akrabim. There's no room for snakes and scorpions. We don't have to worry about the snakes and the scorpions in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Tishrei. We say in the Zmiris that we sing Friday night, Yehei Rava Kamei Desishrei Alamei. Tzadikim used to say, Yehei Rava, that Yehi Rotzayin, that it should be Tishrei all year. That the Tishrei should permeate the entire year, that we should feel that Kedusha, we should take it, extend it into Mar Cheshvan, into the entire year. That would be the goal, that would be a tremendous accomplishment. But unfortunately, as soon as we enter Mar Cheshvan, or maybe not right away, but pretty much not long after Mar Cheshvan begins, we tend to forget. And that Yetzirah of Shikcha is a very powerful Yetzirah that enables us to forget very quickly all that we experienced. Okar bias, Akrov, Okar bias, tries to uproot the bias, the house that we built. We built a house in Tishrei. We built a whole, there was a whole construction in Tishrei. We built ourselves up through all the mitzvahs that we accomplished in Tishrei, the tshuva that we did. Comes to Yetzirah and he wants to be Oiker the Bayis. That's the Beis Rabbosi of Bereshis. Beis Rabbosi is Begematria Lulav Esrig Hadas Arava. That's the effect of the Lulav and the Hadas and the Esrig and the Arava that build this great house, the house that we go into after Sukkot. After Sukkot, we go back to the house. We take the Kedusha of the Sukkot into the house. We take the Torah, the Simcha of the Torah that we experience Simchas Torah. And now we have to learn the Torah throughout the year. Zois HaTorah. Bayis Rabbosi is Begematria Zois HaTorah. That's the big base, the big bang, the big base of Bereshis. That's what we were in Tishrei. Bereshis Oisius Aleph B'Tishrei. And now as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, in Parshas Bereshis itself, we're learning about the Nachash. And now we start the month, which is Mazal Akrav. So now we meet the Nachash and the Akrav, because we're no longer in Yerushalayim, we're no longer in the Beis HaMikdash, where it says, Lehizik Nachash v'Akrav. So now we need protection. And that protection, the protection from the Nachash, was afforded by the Teva, by Noyach Ish Tzadik, and the protection for Akrav is Avram Avinu. So, and the idea is like this, perhaps. The Rishoner, the Holy Rishoner, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon, whose Yahrzeit is this Friday, is Chus HaYogan Aleinu Gimel Mar Cheshvan. So they quote that he said this, although I saw this brought down from other tzaddikim as well. So there's a sefer, I have it here, Ner Yisrael, the base Rishon. It's all the Divrei Torah that was said by all the Rishoner Rebbes, including the Saba Kadisha of Rishon, Rabbi Yisrael of Rishon, who was an Einikel of the Maggid of Mizrich, was from the holiest of the holiest of tzaddikim. So he writes, he says, why the Torah tells us the measurements of the Teva. Bederech Remes. The Ramban says, the Torah tells us the measurements of the Teva to realize what kind of nes it was, that it was able to hold and contain, as we mentioned here a number of times, all the animals, insects, rodents, every possible creature on earth. Even though only seven of the kosher and two of the non-kosher, that's a lot to be able to fit. And it was only on one floor. And if you do the math and figure out the measurements, it would not be shayach to fit. And there were rooms and compartments. So the Torah is telling you that it was a nes, it was a muat hamachzik hasamaruba. So it could be al pipshat. That's why the Torah tells you the measurements. Says the Rishoner, the Torah tells us that the teva was 50 amma wide, 300 amas long, 30 amma tall, with an amma on top. Yel amma techalena milmala. So he tells us like this. The Nachash HaKadmoini, as we mentioned before, is what brought death to the world. And in the word Nachash, he says, the Ches is the Ra. The Ches, that's the Chamimus, as we mentioned before, where he says here, Churban, Cherev. The Ches is the Ra. But it's surrounded by a Nun and a Shin. The Nun is the Nun, he says, of the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud of Hashem's name. And the Shin is from the Shin Dalet Yud of Hashem's name. Meaning that those two letters are letters of Kedusha, parts of Hashem's name, that contain the Nachash, so that the Ches in the middle doesn't spread out and destroy the whole world. So the Ches is evil, but it's surrounded by a Nun and a Shin that don't let it destroy the world. And the Nun and the Shin are the letters associated with Kedusha, parts of Hashem's name. They don't allow it. He says, these two Shemais do not allow it to be mispashet and destroy the world. Then he tells us what's known, that the Satan, the Yetzirah, has a name. His name is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Samach Mem, Sam, that means poison. Samach Mem, that's the Yetzirah. Aleph Lamed, that's Hashem's name. So that means in the Yetzirah, there's also a Nitzitz of Kedusha. Those last two letters of Samach Mem is Aleph Lamed. And that, he says, is mamtik, that sweetens the Yetzirah, the Samach Mem. The evil of the Dor HaMabul was that they descended into the Ra. They were Kuloi Ra. That's why they had to be annihilated. There was no hope for them. They were total Ra, which means they were affected by the Ches of the Nachash and the Samach Mem of the Yetzer Hara, whose name is Samech Mem Aleph Lamed, gives you the letters Chamos, Kimola Haaretz Chamos. That's the Ches of the Nochash and the Mem Samech of the Samech Mem's name. So Hashem commanded Noach to make a teva as follows. 300 amos long, that's the shin. The shin is equal to 300. 50 amos wide is the nun. That's the nun and the shin of the nachash. The height is 30, that's the lamed. And there was one amma on top, that's aleph. That's lamed aleph, shin nun. Those are the letters that are in nachash and samach mem that are kedusha. That's what the teva is made out of. Because the teva protected from the ra of the nachash and the ra of the samach mem. And Noach, he says, was the tzaddik hador, so he was able to, with his construction of the teva, which took to 120 years, to restore the shemus hakadoshim lemekayimam by making the teva. That was then. And the fact that the Torah tells us, talks to us about this now in Tov Shinayin Tes, it means every year we read this, that means it's a message to us, as the Baal Shem Tov said, boyel hateva, soyar tasel hateva. Teva also means word. The words of Torah, the words of Tefillah, the words of Tehillim, words of Kedusha. We have to enter into those words. Boyel HaTeva. Tzoyhar, illuminate your words. Daven with Kavana, daven with intensity. And continue like you did before. The same Rishonah, the Holy Rishonah said that Mar Cheshvan is from the Lashon Merachashin Sifavosei. The Gemara says, his lips are still moving. When someone talks a lot, it moves his lips for a long time. Even when he stops talking, the lips are still moving. Muscle contractions, whatever. It's still moving. That means our lips are still moving. From all the davening that we were doing in Tishrei, we're still davening. It's common that even in Mar Cheshvan, we're still humming the Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Kippur tunes, for, or the Chazonis that we were listening to over the weeks during the month of Tishrei. Because it's still in our mind. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to extend and continue davening with the same intensity, with the same excitement as we were doing in Tishrei, in Mar Cheshvan. So the teva was the protection for the nachash and for the samach mem. Because that generation, molo ha'oretz chamas. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, b'roischen kilkulu, b'roischen nidoinu. The chet of the Dor HaMabul was pegam ha'bris, b'pashtus, even though they also stole, and they also worshipped idols. The pasuk says, "Vatishoches ha'oretz lefneu lehim, vayar lehim es ha'oretz v'hinei nishchosa." Rashi says, "Loshen erva v'avodah zarah." Avodah zarah also, but the ikur it seems is the erva loshen erva. Ki hishchis kol basar es darkai is afilu behema chayav ve'oif niskokin l'she'enon mina. That's not avodah zarah. That means even the animals were mating with other animals that were not of their own kind. That's how corrupt. That's how decadent, that's how immoral the world was. Similar to what we have today. As also the Rishonim of Nachman of Breslov said, that right before Mashiach comes, we're going to Dor HaMabul revisit it. But today it's outright clear that we're living through the same. And Dor HaFlaga as well, as we'll soon mention. So, just as then Noach alone stood up to that generation, Noach matzah chein ve'enei Hashem, Noach was not affected. Noach was protected. Noach stayed away from the hashchasa of the generation. If the Torah calls him a tzaddik, the Zohar HaKadosh says that tzaddik is only someone who's a shoyim bris. You can't be called a tzaddik if you're not, like Yosef had tzaddik. Noach is called a tzaddik. Adam wasn't called a tzaddik. You don't find everyone being called a tzaddik. Noach was called a tzaddik. So clearly he was nizhar in that which the rest of the generation was not. Even Oig Melech HaBosham, is a Pelad de Kazoyar that says, Oig Melech HaBosh, and the Gemara says in Nida, Baal Turim brings it here also, Ach Noyach Begematria Oig, that Oig was saved from the Dor HaMabul. Oig held on to the Teva. Why was Oig saved? For what? He hadn't yet told Avram that Lot was captured. Avram wasn't even born yet. So why was Oig Melech HaBosh saved? Vayovay HaPolot Midor HaMabul. That's the Oig Melech HaBosham. We know he had a schus, so he lived very long later on. So it says the Zohar HaKadosh, the Megala Amukas quotes this, Altira Oisai, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu not to be afraid of Oig. Altira Oisai. Oisai means his ois bris. That Oig was a Shoyma bris. Tzadok HaKoyim brings it as well, I believe. That's why Oig was saved. He would not have been saved otherwise. He was a Shoyma bris, Oig. In that area, he was Nizer, so he was saved. Because that's what the main chet was then, immorality, chamimus techet, rooted in the chet hanochosh, hanochosh hishiani, bo nochosh al-chava v'hitol bo-zuham. And we see that although Noach was the tzaddik and Shem as well, and it would seem that Yefes was also with the tzaddikim, but Chum fell in that area. In that area that Noach was Nizar, Chum fell. The Chum hu avi kenoah. I once heard from Rav Wolfson Shlit, who once said the Vayesh ben Ayayin Vayishkar, that when Noach came out of the teva, why was he drinking wine? Because Noach thought it was the Olam HaTikun, Olam Chodosh Ra'a. Noach thought that the world had been totally rectified. It was purified. The world underwent a tefillah in the mikveh, like the entire planet went to the mikveh. Earth needed to be immersed in a mikveh. There's no mikveh big enough to be toil planet Earth. So Hashem brought the mikveh to Earth. So a mikveh is 40 saw. The mikveh lasted, the marble lasted for 40 days. And the entire world was purified. Noach knows he's a tzaddik in this area, and he was saved. And Shem and Yefes. What Noach did not know is that Chum shimesh b'teva. So when Noach came out of the teva, he drank wine because la'asid lavoi, wine will not have negative effects, based on a Gemara. That the Gemara says Kishiyavi Eliyahu, the Kiddush al Hayayin, a famous Gemara. But again, to the Osed Lover, what's going to be with the Yayin? That's why we find out of an Avihu drank wine. They also thought it was the Olam HaTikun. Today, Yayin can cause negative effects. But Alter Yayin ki is Adam. Yayin could lead to Niyuf. But if the Chet of the Dor was rectified, the Mabel came, the world was purified. So Noach comes out of the teva thinking the world is now perfect. We can drink wine. But Vayishkar, he became drunk. Vayizkal b'toich oholoi. So the pasuk says, Vayar chom avi kenanes ervas oviv, Vayage l'shnei echov b'chutz, Vayeda esa she'osoloi b'noi hakoton. Noach knew the reason why it's not yet the Olam HaTikun, the reason why the wine had a negative effect on him, and Vayesh Ben Ayayin Vayishkar, it's because of Benoi HaKotan, because of Chom. Chom Shimesh B'teva, and Chom ruined it. So the world was not yet rectified. And Yayin again has a negative effect, as we see here what happened with Noach. And this led to a curse, and it led to Ever Avodim Yele Echov, and it led to, once again, the world falling into the Zuhamas HaNochash. So the first part of the parasha, and the majority of the parasha, is dealing with Noach, the tzaddik, having to protect himself from the chet of the generation, the chet of the nochosh, the chet of chamimus, which is the klipa of nochosh, which is what we have to deal with. As we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, we're no longer under the protection of Tishrei, where, as Tishrei is Yerushalayim, lo hizik nochosh ve'akrov. So now we have to build our own teva. We have to build our own house, sort of. We have to build a place. We have to reconstruct ourselves. Or at least be careful to make sure that the construction that we did in Tishrei stays intact. And we should not allow the akrav to be okar, the bayis. And that takes us to the next klipa, the klipa of akrav. The klipa of akrav, okar, bayis, krirus, is kriris in kol inyanei kedusha, but kriris be'ikr in emuna. What's the next story in the parasha? Vayihi chol ha'oret sofa echas u'dvarim achodim. Everyone was speaking lashon hakodesh. That's Tishrei. That's Ephraim. Ephraim is Tishrei ki yadua. Ephraim was the one who learned with Yaakov Avinu. So Ephraim doesn't have to speak foreign languages. Ephraim only speaks Lashon HaKodesh. In Tishrei, we only speak Lashon HaKodesh, sort of. We don't have to deal with the outside world, meaning. Comes Mar Cheshvan, the month of Menashe. Menashe is the statesman. Menashe was the Melitz. Menashe was the interpreter. What does an interpreter do? He interprets from one language to another. They spoke Lashon HaKodesh. They had to speak Egyptian when they came down to Mitzrayim. They didn't know Yosef was their brother. He's the viceroy. And Menashe is the Melit. So Menashe is the statesman. Menashe is the one in the palace who has to deal with the outside world. So Menashe has to translate Lashon HaKodesh to foreign languages. The whole idea of foreign languages begin right here. Vayihi benosom mikedem. In other words, in Mar Cheshvan, we're leaving the confines of Kedusha. We're leaving Tishrei. Vayihi benosom mikedem. We're traveling away from Kedem, from the east. But this also has the meaning, as Rashi says in Parshas Lech Lecha, and over here the Balaturim brings it from Chazal, B'nosa mikedem means shenosu mikadmai noy shel oilam. They're traveling away from Hashem. What are they doing? The Dar HaFloga was worse than the Dar HaMabul. It's just they were saved because they were united, as Rashi brings here. But they were worse. Rashi asks the question, Pashtu Yad Be'ikr. Why did they survive? Why didn't Hashem bring another Mabul or some other destruction? Even though he swore he's not going to bring a Mabul, but these people should survive. They were scattered and dispersed because they wanted to unite to fight Hashem. Pashtu Yad Be'ikr. This is much worse than those who sin in immorality and taiva, or even Avodah Zarah, which at that time there was a tremendous taiva for Avodah Zarah, so they worshipped Avodah Zarah, but they worshipped Hashem also. Or even stealing, you could say they stole, people didn't have any money, had to steal. But Pashtu Yad Be'ikr, rebellion against Hashem, a war against God, as we see now, in our time. That's Melchemes Gog Umagog, which all the tzaddikim said. Melchemes Gog Umagog doesn't necessarily have to mean, could mean that too, all the nations ganging up on Israel, all the nations ganging up on Eretz Yisrael, on Yerushalayim, on Mashiach, Lama Rakshu Goyim El Umim Yegurik. It could mean Beruchnius. Beruchnius, there's a war against God. There's liberalism. The whole left today is anti-God, very clearly. That's what the Dar HaFloga was about. They travel away from Kedem. They left Kadmoy Neishel Oilam. They found a valley, the Eretz Shinar, in the land of Shinar. Shinar is the Le'umazeh of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is on a mountain. Yerushalayim Horim Savivla. Hararei Kedem, that's where we were in Tishrei. In Tishrei, we were up on the mountain. We were in the Har HaBayis, in the Beis HaMikdash. We were in Yerushalayim. And then in Mar Cheshvan, we come down to the valley, to Eretz Shinar. Shinar is Oisius Shar Nun, the Shar Nun of Tumah. And that's the Klipa of Akrav. Okar Bayis, the Akrav, the poison of the scorpion, which freezes us. It cools us off. Ashekorcha Baderach, that's Amalek, who cools us off from our excitement, from the emuna. He questions, who says it's true? How do you know? Why? Who says that you should be that way? Why don't you just join everyone else? Follow the times. And that's the Dar HaFloga. The Dar HaFloga, Hava Nivne Lanu Ir Umigdol V'Roishai Bashamayim, headed by Nimrod. Nimrod comes out, who was the Le'umazeh, the nemesis of Avram Avinu. He was anti-Avram. Avram was anti-Nimrod, which is why both died the same day, interestingly. When Avram passes away that day, Esav kills Nimrod, ki yodua. And that's why Esav, who's anti-Yaakov, both he and Yaakov are buried the same day. So Nimrod, as the Pasuk says here, Al Kenye Omer Ken Nimrod, Gibor Tzayid Lifnei Hashem, Yoidea Ribayna Yomiskavein Nimrod. Boy, that's the Dar HaFloga. The Dar HaFloga is the Klipa of Akrav, which that we have to deal with perhaps much more now, maybe even than the Klipa of Nachash. They're both today. They're both. We have to deal with both. Nachash and Akrav, especially as we enter Mar Cheshvan. But the Akrav is really what we're worried about. This is Mazel Akrav. The Akrav is the one that, the sting of the scorpion that freezes, because the Akrav cools us off. The intensity, the excitement of all the Kedusha, the aura of Kedusha, the Ashras Hashchina, Vayhizik Nachash V'Akrav Yerushalayim, that's ending tonight. It doesn't have to end. The goal is that it shouldn't. We should extend it and continue with the same enthusiasm. But right now, we're encountering the Nachash and the Akrav. And the Akrav is trying to get us to forget, Okar Bayis, to be Oikir the Bayis, to cool us off from our excitements. And that Kriris and Emuna is Kfira. That's Kfira, heresy, atheism, anti-God. That's the Dar HaFloga. And who emerges from the Dar HaFloga? Avram Avinu. In fact, it was that very year, as the Seder Olam that discusses with us, that tells us the history. We know that the Mabul happened in 1656, in the year 1656, the real 1656, from Brias HaOlam, when Noach was 600 years old. The HaFloga occurred in the year 1996. The real 1996. In other words, Avram Avinu had already been born, and Avram Avinu was then 48 years old. Ben Memches Shonim Hikir Avraham as Boyer. According to one opinion, at least, We know there's an opinion that he was 3 years old. Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoili. Ekev is 172, and he lived 175 years. That means he recognized Hashem at the age of three. Chazal say he was 48. The Rambam says he was 40. They say it was in stages, but he fully recognizes Hashem when he's 48. Do the math. He was born in 1948, the real 1948, the original 1948. And he was, when was he 48? That means in 1996. What year was that? That was the Hafluga. When the rest of the world was ganging up on Hashem, when they were rebelling against Hashem, when they fall into the klipa of Akrav, emerges Avraham Avinu, Echad Hoya Avraham, Avraham HaIvri, he was on one side and everyone else was on the other, and he fought them, tooth and nail, he fought that generation. The year that starts, the year of the Hafluga, when they're running away from Kedem, when they're going away from Kadmai Noishal Oilam, Avraham Avinu is beginning his journey to go to Kadmai Noishal Oilam. That's Avraham Avinu was traveling. Holoich v'nosaya hanegbas, we'll see you in next week's parasha. Avraham begins his journey of Avodas Hashem, of Ayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Keil Oilam, spreading emuna, spreading monotheism all over the world, bringing people back. V'yas hanefesh asher asu b'choron, the year 1996, when Avraham Avinu was 48. Although he doesn't really start teaching, it says, until he's 52. The year 2000, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that the world was created to last 6,000 years. Shnei Alofim Toihu, Shnei Alofim Toira, Shnei Alofim Yemais HaMashiach. So that would mean in the year 2000, Toira started. We know the Toira wasn't given until 2448. So what happened 448 years before 2448 in the year 2000 that we call the entire unit of Shnei Alofim Toira? Avraham Avinu began teaching Toira. Yes, HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Choron was when he reached the age of 52. When did he reach the age of 52? In the year 2000. But he began his recognition. I guess first he had to work on himself before going out to the people. He was Makir Boiro, he began his war, and which was to protect the rest of the generation from the Dor HaFluga. Like Noach, who even though Noach did not go out to the people, and he's chastised for not going out to the people, but clearly Noach was Nizar in that which they were not. And he built the Teva, and he did tell the people when they came, they asked him why he's building the Teva, that there's going to come a Mabul, and it's because of the Chet HaNochosh, and it's because of Roischen Kilkulu, and it's because of Pagam HaBris, and he told them about how terrible immorality is and all that. Avraham Avinu went out to the people to talk about Emunah, because they were experiencing then Kriris in Emunah. So the Akrav, the Klipa of Akrav begins here, L'chayr, which is the cooling off, Kriris, Minus, Apikursis, that's Akrav, which is worse in a way than Nochosh. That's why the Gemara says, Afilu Nochosh Karach al Akevei lo yafsik, if someone's davening Shmoyne Esrei, there's a snake coiled around his legs, he doesn't stop. I guess if it's not, it's a non-poisonous snake. But the Gemara says, Aval Akrav Poisek. By Akrav, there's no such thing as a non-poisonous scorpion. An Akrav is poisonous no matter what. And just like the Nochosh contains on the sides, the nun and the shin, which are the measurements of the teva, to protecting, meaning to make sure that the ches that's inside the nachash does not spread out and destroy the whole world. If we take a look at the word akrav, the kuf resh in the middle, which is reik, also reik means emptiness, void, boy reik, ein boy mayim, emptiness, kar, coolness. What's on the side? Ayin bays, 72, that's the gematria of Hashem's name, b'milua, yutkei vavkei b'milua. That protects also from the kar, the coolness in the middle of akrav, should not go too far. So Hashem worked it out that there is a protection. But the akrav, the klipa of akrav, clearly is the klipa that we have to deal with today. Nochash as well, but akrav especially. And mar cheshvan is mazel akrav. The Shai Yisachar, the Munkach, the one who wrote the Shai Yisachar, the Minchas Elazar, wrote a sefer called Shai Yisachar. There he says that bul, yerach bul, the word bul, beiz vav lamed, that's Mar Cheshvan, is called bul in the Melachim. He says the beiz vav lamed, beiz is the beiz of Bereshis, the vav is the vav of Gochain, which is in the middle, as we mentioned this pasuk before, called Hoylech al Gochain, and the lamed is the last letter of the Torah, which is Yisrael, ends with a lamed. That means bul is the entire Torah, Beis Vav Lamed, Bereishis, the Beis Rabbasi of Bereishis, the Vav Rabbasi of Gochain, and the Lamed at the end. That means in the middle of the Torah, the middle of the Torah is this pasuk, Kol Hoylech Al Gochain V'Chol Hoylech Al Arba, which is the Nachash and the Akrav. A person reaches the midpoint of the Torah, he's learning about the Nachash and the Akrav. Why is that so important? Well, when we start Chumash, we're learning about the Nachash, V'Hanachash HaYa'orim, and we're entering Mazal Akrav. We come to the middle of the Torah, we have it straight out. Kol Hoylech Al Gochain V'Chol Hoylech Al Arba. We come to the end of the Torah, we have Shviras Haluchas. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, says Rashi, is referring to Shviras Haluchas, that Moshe broke the Luchas. Le'enei Kol Yisrael, which the Gemara says in Erevin, that caused all the problems, the Shikchas HaTorah. What the Akrav accomplished, what the Akrav could accomplish, was because of Shviras Haluchas. If not for Shviras Haluchas, we wouldn't forget. If not for Shviras Haluchas, there would be no Golus. So it's a main topic. This Nochash Akrav business is a very, very important topic in Avodas Hashem, because we're here to combat these two klipos. We are here to deal with the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga. The Pnei Menachem writes right at the beginning of Parshas Noyach, the Ger Rebbe's Chusi Yogan Olena Pnei Menachem, that in every Dor, he says, there's a Dor HaMabul and a Dor HaFloga. Every Dor. He says, every year when you read Parshas Noach, the Torah is teaching us how to protect ourselves from the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlog of that particular generation. When the Pnei Menachem said this, okay, let's say he said this 25, 30 years ago, Alach has kama v'kama today, where all the tzaddikim told us that right before Mashiach comes, we're going to be dealing again with the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlog, full swing. Where today it's clear, it's outright, it's very clear today that it's a repeat. So we learn Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach protects us. Parshas Noach guides us in detail. The Torah elaborates, as mentioned before, because it has to be elaborated. There's so much to talk about. This is very much Negeya. Learning the Psukim, being Mavis Sedra, going through the measurements of the Teva, whether we understand it or not, brings us Kedusha, and it helps protect us from the Dor HaMabul of our generation. It helps purify us from the Chet HaNochash, from the Nochash HaKadmoini. Learning about the Dor HaFloga, Vayhi Benosa Mikedem, helps protect us from the Dor HaFloga. We learn about Noach, we learn about Avram Avinu. Noach saved us from the Dor HaMabul. Noach was saved from the Dor HaMabul. He was saved. Avram Avinu from the Dor HaFloga, meaning we have to follow in the footsteps of Noach in some ways, and in Avram in all ways. Avram, who we originate from, who these two protected from the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga. So that's why this parasha is always read as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. We mentioned what the Tzvilat Tzadik, that's the Blujava, the Bnei Yisoscha's grandson, he had a grandson with the same name, but it was his namesake, the Tzvilat Tzadik. The Tzvilat Tzadik wrote that Mar Cheshvan is the Oisius Roishem Nun Ches, the impression of the 58 days. Today we completed the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei. And in those 2 months, everyone was doing tshuva, everyone was trying, everyone was working on resolutions for the upcoming year. There's no one who didn't have a moment in those 58 days, l'cha'ira, no one. But how do we know whether these 58 days were really productive or not? When we enter Mar Cheshvan, that's where it really counts. When we encounter the Nochash and the Akrav, who are trying to be oiker at all. But yet, and we stand up to them, and we don't allow them to do so. And we say, no, I'm not going to let those 58 days go to waste. Because that's what's going to happen. If I fall prey to the Nochash and the Akrav, if I give in to my Yetzirah already right away as I enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, for some, perhaps, it's right after Simchas Torah, for Chas V'Shalom, right after Yom Kippur, or others, at least the entire Tishrei are holding strong. And what am I going to do? As soon as Mar Cheshvan starts, I'm going to throw away everything that I accomplished in those nun ches. The noyach motza chen be'ein Hashem. Chen is also oisius nun ches. The goal is that the nun ches, the 58 days of Elul Tishrei, should be mitzay chen be'ein Hashem. How? Eile toildois noyach. This month, Mar Cheshvan is toildois noyach. It's the offspring, it's the result of the nun ches days of Elul and Tishrei. Whether or not it has any meaning, whether it was worth anything, we're going to know now as we enter the month of Marchesh. And the name of the parasha therefore is Noach, Nun Ches. Now comes the Bechein, as they call it. Now comes the proof in the pudding. How are we going to know whether or not the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei were productive in this month, in the month of Marchesh? V'hanochosh hoya orim. V'hanochosh is the oisiyas hacheshvan. As soon as we come into Marcheshvan, has the word nachash in it. We have to deal with the nachash. We have to deal with the akrav. We're no longer surrounded with the sukkah. We're no longer in the shul every day. We don't have the shofar, the lulav, the sukkah, and all the other mitzvahs and the hashra that we have in Tishrei, but purposely not. The goal is not to stay in Tishrei. It's mentioned many times. Hashem wants to see us serve Him when there is no Tishrei. In other words, when there are no special yomim tovim. And this is a plain, it seems to be a plain month, a month with nothing, but this is really where it counts. This is what we're here for. We're not here for Tishrei. If that's the case, Hashem could have left us in Gan Eden, and left us in the mother's womb. We come out of our mother's womb and forget all the learning that we did there. We leave Gan Eden, and the Shama comes from the Igra Ramal, Abira Amikta, comes down into this world, into a body which the Zohar calls Mashcha Dechivya. The hide of a snake. The body is considered mashcha dechiv, because the body, the nefesh ha-baham, is the guf, draws us to the Yetzer Hara, to the chatoyim rooted in the nachash. And the purpose of the creation, the reason why Hashem put us into this world is so that we pass the nesyonos, that we elevate ourselves. We do not allow the nachash and the akrav to rule. But as the Gemara says in Brachos La'olam, yargiz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. All that which was given to us in Chodesh Tishrei, all the koiches that were given to us in Chodesh Tishrei, help us. Now we can combat the Yetzer Hara. We can deal with the Nachash and the Akrav, because we had such a Tishrei. Hashem gave us an entire month and perhaps even 2 months, Nunches, Elul and Tishrei, to be able to deal with the mundane and to be able to deal with what we're going to have to encounter as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan. In Mar Cheshvan, we ask for rain. In Eretz Yisrael, at least, v'sein talum motor levrocha. We start saying in Mar Cheshvan, Zayin Mar Cheshvan is the day. K'shem agia achren shebi Yisrael in a har pros. Even though we start saying Mashiv v'ruach amarei lageshem on Shmini Atzeres, but we don't ask for rain until Mar Cheshvan. And as ki yadua, we read the pasuk we read in Parshas Bereishis, v'adam ayin lavaydes ha'adama ki lohim ter Hashem alakim al ha'oretz. Rain is something which you have to deserve. Rain only comes if we serve Hashem. Or if not, the otzares hashamayim, the lo yihye motor. We know that we're serving Hashem properly if it rains. But it doesn't rain in Tishrei, it rains in Mar Cheshvan. That means Mar Cheshvan is the month of Avodah. In Tishrei, we're not yet being oivdei Hashem, because we're given everything on a silver platter. The rain, therefore, we ask in Mar Cheshvan, that's what we're really serving Hashem, because that's when we have to deal with the Yetzer Hara. That's when we have to combat the Nachash and the Akrav, and that's when we ask for rain. And we'll know if we're serving Hashem, if we're getting that rain, at least Gishmei Bracha, hopefully. Not hurricanes or typhoons or tornadoes and dangerous storms, but we're talking about Gishmei Bracha, which the Mabul could have been Gishmei Bracha, Vayhi Hageshem al Ha'oretz. As Rashi says, it could have been Gishmei Bracha. If they would have done Shuvah, they would have had Gishmei Bracha, which began in Mar Cheshvan, which means Mar Cheshvan is Me'usad for Gishmei Bracha. Mar, Miloshen, Mar Medili. Mar means Tipois Mayim. Mar Cheshvan is the month of water, rain. Mayim, when there's Mayim, there's no Nechoshim v'akrabim. V'haboy reik ein boy Mayim. Mayim ein boy, avol Nechoshim v'akrabim yesh boy. The pashtus, that means if the pit's filled with water, then the snakes and the scorpions can't live. They'll die. They'll suffocate. They'll drown. The Chazal are telling us, B'derech Remez, if you have mayim, ein mayim el toira. This week's have toira. Hoy kol tzomei l'chul ha-mayim. If you have toira, you don't have to worry about the nachash and the akrav. Or as the Sifrei Musar said, that someone who doesn't have mayim, you should know, nachashim v'akrabim yeshboi. If he doesn't learn toira, he doesn't do mitzvahs, he's for sure full of snakes and scorpions, Baruch Nias. He for sure falls prey to the klipos of Nachash and Akrav. He's for sure about midos ro'os like Nachashim and Akravim. Without Mayim, automatically the Nachashim and the Akravim come. We get rid of the Nachashim and the Akravim with Mayim. Which month did Mayim come? This is the month when Mayim came down. It could have been Torah. That generation was Zoich, and Noach would have been Moshe Rabbeinu, Kiyodua, that Noach, Moshe is a Gilgal of Noach, B'shagam hu Bosar, B'shagam B'gematria Moshe, the Gemara says in Chulun, Kuflam, B'tesam, B'beis, Moshe Menat Torah Menayin, Shanema B'shagam hu Bosar, B'shagam B'gematria Moshe, because as the Svarim tell us, that Noach and Moshe were one and the same. That's why we find that Rashi compares the Teva of Noach to the basket of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the Shaykh? What's the connection? Because Moshe was Noach. May Noach zoisli. May Noach zoisius mecheni. Moshe was mesakein the fact that Noach was not mespalel for his door. And that's why the Mabel was called May Noach, as we read in this week's parasha, in the Haftorah, the Ashenish Bati, May Avor, May Noach. Why is the Mabel called the waters of Noach? What, Noach made the Mabel? So Noach is blamed because he didn't go out to the people. He wasn't Moshe Nefesh for his generation. Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking that when he said, Mecheni, erase me. Mecheni is Oisius, Mei Noach. Mei Noach is Begematria Chomos. Kimola Ha'oretz Chomos. Begematria Mei Noach, Begematria Gehenim. That was Gehenim on earth. Hot water, the hot water with the sulfur, Gehenim on earth. So Noach and Moshe are similar. That's why Rashi is comparing the Teva of Moshe to the Teva of Noach. And the Teva of Moshe had no tar inside, Kadesh Shelo Yariach Oisoit Sadik Reach Rashel Zephas. But by Noach, we didn't care about it because since Noach was not misakin the door, Noach didn't go out to the generation, he wasn't mispalo for them like Moshe did. So he didn't deserve the reward of not having to smell the odor of pitch in the table. But Moshe Rabbeinu Mashayin came, Shelo Yariach Oisoit Sadik Reach Rashel Zephas, or like Yosef at Sadik when he went down to Mitzrayim, it says, The Yishma'elim were only carrying sweet-smelling incense so that he shouldn't smell anything foul. So Moshe Rabbein, B'shagam hu basa, Moshe's hinted there because Noach and Moshe are one and the same, meaning that if the Dor HaMabel would have been Zoiche, if they wouldn't have sinned, then Noach would have given them the Torah. Instead, he gave them the Mabel. 40 days, like the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days, and that's why when the Torah was given, it says they thought there was a Mabel. They came to Bilam and they said, what's going on? Is Hashem bringing another Mabel again? So he said, no, Hashem, oiz la'am ba'yit, and Hashem yivorech la'am ba'sholim. Because there's a parallel here. There's an amkus to what Chazal are telling us, that in the door of Noach, they could have been zoicha to the Torah. Instead of the Mabel, there would have been a Torah. But because they sinned, it was a Mabel. But that means that the Mabel had in it, in a way, the Kedusha of the Torah, because the Mabel could have been the Torah. So when we learn about the Mabel in Chodesh Marchesh from the Minigan, in our areas, in most places, that all the yeshivas begin this man, Rosh Chodesh Marchesh. No, this is a month of Torah, a month of Mayim, Ein Mayim al Torah. Yerach Bul, Bereshis, Vov of Gocha, in the Lamed of Yisrael, that's the Torah. Because that's the way to be misakin ourselves. And in this Chodesh, we have to increase in Torah, increase in Tefillah, Boyal HaTeva, Tzayar Tassel HaTeva. Be Mamshich the Tishrei into the Mar Cheshvan. The Anayim Ali Melech says, it says, V'atonach HaTeva B'Chodesh HaShvi'i. So he says, the Chodesh HaShvi'i is Tishrei, is the Chodesh HaShvi'i, even though it's not really talking about Tishrei this week, it's talking about a different Chodesh HaShvi'i. But it's a remez to all that we do in Tishrei, V'atonach HaTeva, Teva means the Oisius of Torah and Tefillah, in Chodesh HaShvi'i. So why is the Torah telling this to us now in Mar Cheshvan? Because that's the goal is to extend the Mar Cheshvan into the Tishrei. And as we'll talk more about it tomorrow, about Rosh Chodesh this year, in more detail. So the emes is that this parasha, therefore, is the Hachana, Parshas Noach, is the guideline, the directive for the time, very clearly. Because now we encounter these Doiris, now we encounter these klipos, now we have to deal with these Yitzrei Hara of Nachash and Akrav, specifically Akrav, the Krirus, to forget, to Okar Bayis, that he wants us to be Oiker, he wants to be Oiker the Bayis, and bring us down to the Shar Hanun of Tumah. So we have to take the Chidusha of Yerushalayim with us throughout the whole Eretz Yisrael, throughout the whole world, meaning just like when they were Oiler Regal. When they went to Yerushalayim three times a year, the purpose was that they should take the atmosphere that they and what they gained from being in Yerushalayim throughout the entire year, or bring it all over when they left Yerushalayim to take that Kedusha and bring it every place. The same thing, whatever we accomplished in Tishrei should extend and go throughout the entire year. And we should never forget that which we accomplished in Tishrei and all the learning and the davening, and it should continue that way. And we should be zeichet to be masakan ourselves, and we should be zeichet to protect ourselves from the klipa of Nachash and Akrav. That as the Bnei Yisoschar says, that Akrav is Iker Bayis, not only Okar Bayis, but Iker Bayis, the main house, the Bayis Hashlishi. The Bayis Hashlishi will be Nischanech in Mar Cheshvan, as it says in the Alkut Shemayni and Melochim, which now we are in the month already of Mar Cheshvan. The Binyan HaBayis, no one knows when the building will be. It could be any time. If we're Zoichim Mashiach will come, the Binyan HaBayis will be right that moment. As Rashi says in Sukkah, it could be any second. It could come down, Meshuchlo Lebonoi Milmai, it could come down from Shemayim in a second. If we're Zoichim, it could happen in a split second, any time during the year. There's no specific time when the Binyan Beis HaMikdash will be. But the Chinuch, the dedication ceremony, the inauguration, which was done by Shlaima HaMelech in Tishrei, and the second Beis HaMikdash was done in Kislev, that will be in Mar Cheshvan. And Yalkut says, because Shlaima finished building the first Beis HaMikdash, B'Yerach Bul, in Mar Cheshvan, but he did not inaugurate, he didn't make the party until the Tishrei following. He waited 11 months. He didn't feel that Mar Cheshvan was deserving that the Chinuch should be in that month. So he waited till the next Tishrei. The Mavur and the Psukim in Melachim and the Gemara in Mayit Katan. So the month of Mar Cheshvan, the Mazel of Mar Cheshvan, was insulted. You finished in my month and you didn't at least have the decency to be Mechanech in my month. So Hashem said, I'll repay you. That the third, the final, the eternal Beis HaMikdash will be Nischanech in your month, in the month of Bul, in the month of Mar Cheshvan, the Chodesh Hashemini. Iker Bayis. May we be zeichetaka to the chinuch of the Iker Bayis and not fall prey to the Okar Bayis and not fall prey to Akrav, the Chartkever, who was also originally Einakel. The Chartkever said that Akrav is Rosh HaTevis, Oisim Be'ema Ritzoyin Kainam. That means when a person always does the will of Hashem, Be'ema, the Ema, the Yira of Tishrei, Bereshis, Oisius, Yorei, Boishis, Aleph, Betishrei. He continues the entire year. That's the bias. Bias says the Koshnitz the Magad is Bechol Yoyim Tomid. Bias stands for Bechol Yoyim Tomid. Non-stop Avodas Hashem. It doesn't end in Mar Cheshvan. Non-stop. That's what the Yetzirah wants to be. Oiker, the bias which is Rosh HaTevis, Bechol Yoyim Tomid. In Tishrei was Bechol Yoyim Tomid. Practically every day we're in shul, another mitzvah, another yom. Now the Bechol Yoyim Tomid is not the same because now it's a regular, a plain month. But it has to be Bechol Yoyim Tomid. We can't allow the Akrav to be Oikar the Bayis. And that Schus will be Zeichah to the Iker Bayis. May it be immediately that this Mar Cheshvan of Tovshin Ayin Tes, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there are three things that come, the Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas means when we divert attention, when we're not expecting it. Hesach Hadas. The three things are, Mashiach will come, the Hesach Hadas, or Metziah is the Hesach Hadas, and Akrav. Why does the Gemara juxtapose these three? Well, Mashiach, Metziah, and Akrav. So Akrav, that's Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Hesach Hadas, because the Akrav tries to get us to be Mesiach Das, as we've just been talking about, to cool us off, to be Mesiach Das from everything that we accomplished in Tishrei. So the way to combat the Akrav is with Hesach Hadas, the Kedusha. Hesach Hadas means to get out of our mind, don't think, just believe. Emunah is Hesach Hadas, because Emunah means it's Lamayla Men Hadas. Mashiach comes in the schus of Hesach Hadas, of Emunah. And especially in our time when we have already gone through all the Kitzin and we are wondering what happened, where are we holding? So many Simone Mashiach in Tavshan Ayin Ches, in Tavshan Ayin Zayin, in Tavshan Ayin Vav. And for the last many years already, we've been talking and Tzadikim have been talking about all the Simone HaGeula and it's Ot and it's Mamash coming any second. So what happened? What? It's already Tavshan Ayin Tes. It's already Mar Cheshvan of Tavshan Ayin Tes. Hesach Hadas. Maybe that's, well, we're now in the matzav of Hesach Hadas. We have to be Mesiach Das, no Melcheshboinus, and have just Emunah. Yes, true. Kolu Kol HaKitzen, the Adayin Loi Noishanu. We're perplexed. We're puzzled. We don't understand. All the Simone HaGeula have already passed, but it doesn't mean it's not happening. It means that we just need that final push. Mashiach comes by Hesach Hadas. When we stop thinking about him, that's literally what it means. Unexpectedly he arrives. Not when you think he's going to come. Unexpectedly. Like the Akrav, unexpectedly appears. Like a Metziah, Matzasi David Avdi. But there's also the taich of Hesach Adas, meaning Lamaila Men Adas. Lamaila Men Adas, that's Emuna. That's the way to combat the Akrav, because the Akrav is trying to get us to be Mesiach Das from Hashem, to lose our Emuna, to cool us off from our Emuna. So the way to be Masake in the Akrav is by Hesach Adas to Kedusha, which is Emuna. And with that will be Oiker the Akrav, will remove the Kuf Reish from Akrav. Akrav is Begematria Ben Yishai. Nochash is Begematria Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come when we are Mesakeh the Chet HaNochash. Mashiach Ben Yishai will come when we are Mesakeh the Akrav. Nochash Akrav. Mashiach Ben Yishai. Mashiach Ben Yishai is Begematria Nochash Akrav. May we be zoichet to be Mesakeh ourselves. May we be zoichet to have an illuminated and elevated Marcheshvan. And may it be a continuation of Tishrei. And may we be zoichet to the binyan and the chinuch of the Bayis HaShlishi in this Mar Cheshvan of Tov Shanayin Tes. May it be immediately a guten chodesh.